off the Monday morning show. We love having these guys in once a year from the VFW Post 4797 in Star Valley. And in studio right now is Jerry Lanehart and Ty Campbell, a couple veterans with the VFW. Jerry, Ty, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, yeah. doing
good.
Well.
Yeah.
Doing well. So, Jerry, we'll start with you. You guys come in every year and do a drawing for a really, really cool gun. Tell us what you have this time around.
So this year we raffled a M1 Garand. This was a standard military issue rifle from 1936 to 1961. So any foot troop that was issued a rifle in the military in World War II and Korea, this was their standard issue rifle. This particular rifle had an October 1944 receiver on it, so it was just 4 months after D-Day that this rifle was made available to our troops, and so we believe that it was probably issued shortly after October 1944 to a soldier who carried it someplace important, and we were excited to see that that was what we received. So it would have been available during World War II and Korea. It's got a 1964 barrel on it, so that also suggests that it was doing something important in the U.S. or in Vietnam during that initial Vietnam period. So really an exciting historical weapon, and the exciting thing about it for our winner is going to be that he or she is going to be the first one to shoot it as a civilian. So as much as the veterans that are here in Star Valley wanted to shoot that rifle, we certainly like telling those who are buying tickets that you'll be the first civilian to fire that weapon. So it was exciting to get to talk to so many people here in Star Valley about the opportunity that they had by buying a raffle ticket to be able to use that weapon for the first time as a civilian.
That is incredible. And what a relic. I mean, you're not just winning a rifle. This is history, which is so, so cool. Ty Campbell in studio as well. So Ty, the VFW has been working to sell tickets for this throughout the summer. What does the VFW use the money raised from this raffle? Where does it go towards?
Yeah, great question. You know what? The money that we raised from this raffle will be put back into the community by means of supporting different programs that the VFW and the American Legion sponsor that promote patriotism amongst our children, like the Patriot's Pen and the Voice of Democracy and stuff like that. So we want our kids to be involved in it. There's lots of great opportunities for scholarships and big prize money to be won on a state and national level. And because we want them to be involved, we have some gift cards and that sort of thing to support, to give back to them if they provide us with some essays or a singing competition that they have. We have that also. So there's a lot of things we want to get promoting within our schools and with our youth.
That's awesome. Very cool. So it all goes towards a great cause, of course. And you guys are here to do the drawing today to win this gun. And as tradition has it over the last couple of years, we've allowed Mr. Dal Erickson to be the one that actually sticks the paw in the barrel and pull that thing out. You ready, Dal?
I'm honored to do this. Thank you so much. I'm excited. I was just telling Jerry, my dad was in the Army from 1953 to 51 to 53. And so this gun was what he was carrying. So
all right, Dal's reaching in there. He's digging. He's got a name. And the winner this year is
Dave Wilson from Star Valley Ranch.
Dave Wilson.
That's awesome. Thanks for buying tickets, everybody. Wow.
Yeah, I'm glad that we had Dal drawing the tickets today. You know, we had Dan do this for the first time when the VFW did this. And on the first drawing, he drew the VFW post commander's name. And so we're glad that we've got Dal doing this so that I didn't win. I didn't want to have any kind of, I bought three tickets and one of mine just got drawn. So congratulations to Dave Wilson there in Star Valley Ranch.
I even went lefty for you.
So. Yeah, that's great. Congratulations. Jerry, remind our listeners that are like, man, I didn't get a chance to enter this drawing. You guys do this every summer. How can people do it next year?
All right. So next year, what we're hoping to have for our weapon next year is going to be the M1911A1, which is a standard Army issue pistol that's 45 semi-automatic. And so we're hoping to get that gun here in the next few months, and we'll start getting out to the community talking about that after we got all of our school programs kicked off. We typically do make our tickets available at any kind of public gathering. So we were at Alpine Days this year. We were, of course, at the fair. We had posters all over the community trying to remind folks that they could get those. We had tickets available at our local gun stores and at our fireworks stand there in Thane. We really appreciate all of those businesses that really stepped up and help us make tickets available to the community without having to try and find a veteran that had tickets for them to do that. And we'll continue to reach out to our community businesses locally and in other parts of the county so that they have an opportunity to win that gun that we'll be raffling off next year.
Fantastic. From VFW Post 4797, Jerry Leanhart and Ty Campbell in studio to kick off our week. Guys, thank you so much. We appreciate your time today.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate you.